AP News, I'm Paya Pendrani. The Pope invoked the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica, which he opened on Christmas Eve, to launch the 2025 Jubilee. In an AP interview, Roz Sawad says she came from Australia to cross the Holy Door.
It was such a different feeling. It was a blessing for us to come from a very far place to celebrate Christmas at the same time, and also the Jubilee of the Church this coming year.
AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on King Charles's third traditional Christmas address, where he's set to focus on healthcare workers.
This is the king's third time addressing the crowd during the holiday season since he ascended the throne after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. And this is his first Christmas speech since he was diagnosed with an undisclosed form of cancer earlier this year. In keeping with the king's desire to go into the community, he tasked speech organizers with finding a site away from the royal estate. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Pakistan has launched airstrikes in Afghanistan, according to the Taliban, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A Taliban government official says Pakistan's airstrikes on eastern Afghanistan killed 46 people, mostly women and children. The deputy spokesman for the Afghan government said six people were also wounded in a province bordering Pakistan. This comes a day after Pakistani security officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, told the Associated Press Tuesday's operation was to dismantle a training facility and kill insurgents in that province. While Pakistan has not commented on the airstrikes, its military said security forces killed 13 insurgents in an overnight operation. The strikes likely a further spike in tensions between the two countries. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports on different ways that celebrities are observing Christmas.
Chad Michael Murray says he's got a specific Christmas tradition.
It's not Christmas until I watch Christmas Vacation, and on Christmas Eve, it is It's a Wonderful Life until I fall asleep.
Jeff Goldblum has a more international approach to the holidays.
I like Boxing Day, and on Boxing Day, I always sing the Canadian National Anthem.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Canada.
Ethan Slater from Wicked says Christmas means two things to him.
Chinese food and movies. I grew up Jewish, and we would go to get Chinese food and watch movies every Christmas because it was pretty empty.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Hit-making record producer Richard Perry has died at 82. His many highlights included Carly Simon's You're So Vain, Rod Stewart's Great American Songbook series, and a Ringo Starr album featuring all four Beatles. Perry was widely known as a musician's producer, treating artists like peers rather than vehicles for his own tastes. I'm Haya Pinjwani.